KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And 8:01, we have a partly cloudy sky, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, and a high around 80 degrees. Winds out of the south at 20, gusting upwards of near 50 miles per hour in the far western part of the listening area. Wind advisory will be in effect from 10 a.m. today until 7 p.m. for the entire KJAN listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a look at area and state news. Officials of the Creston Police Department report two arrests took place Sunday. Late Sunday morning, 41-year-old Joel Gross of Creston was arrested for domestic abuse assault and going armed with intent. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $7,000. And Sunday at around 3:15 a.m., 24-year-old Cody Parmenter of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended and on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. Parmenter was later released from custody on a $500 bond. Creston police said also a resident of the 1200 block of Lake Avenue reported Saturday that sometime around 8 p.m. that evening, someone broke into her home and vandalized the property by spray painting things on interior walls of the residence, and they stole cash and silver. The loss there estimated at $2,700. On April 21st, a resident of Kent reported to Creston police that his storage unit at 634 New York Avenue in Creston was broken into and several items were stolen. The missing items included a Summit Racing V8 grill and cover, Much boots, a steel leaf blower, and a steel weed eater, also a home light chainsaw. The loss was estimated at $1,756. Red Oak police early Sunday afternoon arrested 30-year-old Bradley Brent Perdue of Red Oak for OWI second offense. Perdue was allegedly driving a 2004 Dodge Ram 1600 westbound on Reed Street near the intersection of 4th Street in Red Oak when his truck struck a 2007 Chevy Silverado pickup that was legally parked in front of the Red Oak Tap at 409 East Reed Street. Authorities say Perdue fled from the scene but was arrested a couple of minutes after noon at the North Casey store in Red Oak. His bond was set at $2,000. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $9,000. The Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the Fremont County K-9 unit tried to stop a vehicle for a traffic violation Saturday evening, but the vehicle fled from deputies on 120th Street from Bluff Road. Deputies pursued the vehicle, reaching speeds 100 miles per hour on Western Avenue, going northbound into Bartlett. In Bartlett, the suspect vehicle went out of control, skidded through an intersection, and slowed down before coming to a stop on 205th Avenue. Deputies were able to apprehend 46-year-old Brian Robert Vanderpool of Thurman. Additional charges from the pursuit include possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Vanderpool was also cited for driving while suspended, reckless driving, and traffic violations during the pursuit. He was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and being held on a $2,600 bond. A traffic stop on a speeding vehicle in Fremont County Saturday resulted in the arrest of a passenger in the vehicle, 21-year-old Joseph Holland of Bellevue, Nebraska. Holland was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance first offense. Holland was transported to the Fremont County Jail. The driver of the vehicle was cited and released. Holland's arrest occurred at around 2:45 p.m. Saturday following a traffic stop on the vehicle by the Fremont County K-9 unit on southbound Interstate 29 near Percival. The vehicle was traveling 104 miles per hour in a 70 zone. Deputies detected the strong odor of controlled substances coming from the vehicle, and a subsequent search resulted in the discovery of marijuana and a Schedule 4 controlled substance. In state news, Iowa's Republican governor and Republican legislators announced a tax agreement on Friday evening, but the legislation to implement the plan was still being written this past weekend. Senator Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hull, says for the tax year 2019, the cuts will be solely on individual income taxes.
At the very minimum, each individual will see a 7% reduction. On average, it will be around 10%.
Corporate tax cuts will take effect a couple of years from now.
And it hasn't been since 1951 since we've lowered corporate income tax. We actually increased it in 1987 from 10 to 12, so this is a very significant step for Iowa to start lowering both individual and corporate taxes.
Republicans promised to get rid of a state deduction for federal taxes that makes Iowa's income tax rates look higher than they are when compared to other states. But Feenstra says it won't happen immediately, and it won't happen unless state tax revenue grows by at least 3.5% or 4% annually.
When you get rid of federal deductibility, people do get hurt if you don't have rates low enough. So what the plan is to lower the rate significantly and then remove federal deductibility.
Governor Kim Reynolds unveiled a framework for tax cuts back in February, but it took a couple of months for Republicans in the House and Senate, weeks to hammer out all the in the deal the GOP could live with.
It will be fully implemented based on how our economy grows and when the targets are met. We wanted to create some responsibility in lowering taxes and make sure that we can fund all the things that government needs to fund, like education, public health, and so forth. So I'm really, really thrilled about how this all came together and how all sides worked together on the goals that were needed to be met.
Veenstra is chairman of the Senate Ways and Means Tax Writing Committee. The leader of the Iowa Democratic Party says Republicans are giving tax cuts to the wealthy and special interests in the midst of a state budget crisis. Troy Price, the Iowa Democratic Party's chairman, says Governor Reynolds and her fellow Republicans are engaged in a, quote, budget-busting free-for-all for corporate donors. Officials say a woman died after a police officer helped to pull her from a burning garage in Cedar Rapids. Firefighters and police were sent to the residence at around 7:35 a.m. Sunday after neighbors reported hearing a loud boom and seeing flames in the detached garage. The officer helped to pull the woman from the garage and medics tended to her. Police said that she was pronounced dead later at a local hospital. Her name has not yet been released. Authorities say the fire and the woman's death are considered suspicious and are being investigated. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety report an Iowa State Patrol trooper responded to a motorist assist call Sunday in the 2300 block of Carter Avenue in rural Moreland, Iowa, just west of Fort Dodge. And upon arrival, the trooper encountered a male and female involved in a dispute, and the male pointed and fired a handgun at the trooper. The male subject and the trooper exchanged several rounds of gunfire at each other, and the male subject was subsequently shot and killed. The trooper was not injured. An initial investigation revealed the man had fired several shots into his own vehicle prior to the trooper arriving. The name of the deceased man was being withheld pending notification of relatives, and the name of the trooper also was withheld. At this time, the Webster County Sheriff's Office and Iowa DCI are investigating the incident, and results of the investigation will be forwarded to the Webster County Attorney's Office for review. Des Moines police have identified the victim of the city's latest fatal shooting. Police said in a news release that 20-year-old Des Moines resident Josie D. Alonzo Jr. died after Friday night's shooting on the city's east side. Officers found Alonzo dead at the scene of the shooting after they were called to the area at around 10:30 p.m. Friday. No arrests have been reported. The shooting was Des Moines' third homicide this year. One of two men charged in connection with a fatal shooting in Davenport last year has agreed to testify against everyone involved. The Quad City Times reports 21-year-old Nikita Ronchell Wiseman Jr. of Bettendorf pleaded guilty to first-degree burglary and second-degree robbery as part of the deal with prosecutors. In return, several other charges were dismissed. Wiseman will face up to 35 years in prison when he's sentenced. Police say 20-year-old Bradley Tumlinson was shot to death last September during a robbery at his Davenport home. Police say that Wiseman and four others entered Tumlinson's home with a plan to rob him. Tumlinson died and a woman was seriously hurt. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.